Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Gallen. Joining me in studio right now are some folks from Little Brothers Friends of the Elderly. As we get ready for the Thanksgiving holiday, joining me right now is Kathy Aiden, plus two international guests that are here with helping Little Brothers, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves here in just a moment. But first, Kathy, it's good, always good to talk to you this time
of year. It's great to be here, as always, Rick. Thank you.
Very busy time as we're now entering the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. We're going to be talking about your traditional Thanksgiving dinners that you offer. And we do this every year. And it's sort of become part of the Thanksgiving tradition, almost as much as pumpkin pie and turkey.
Yes.
And we thought, you know, this would be a good opportunity to, you know, maybe do something a little bit different. And a while back, you mentioned that you also have international help that comes in from all over the place. And I thought, well, I'd love to be able to talk to them. And so here we have a couple of those people right now. Now, I may have referred to you as students. Are you students or just volunteers? Let me just ask that, and I'll start. Yannick, if you could introduce yourself and tell us where you're from.
Hello, my name is Yannick. I'm from Germany. And I'm here as a volunteer worker for Little Brothers.
Over in Germany, what do you do? Do you go to school? Do you work?
So I finished high school there and got my high school diploma now, and this is like a gap year here.
How old are you?
I'm 18.
Okay, what are your plans when you get back?
So I want to study medicine, but we will see how that works out.
Okay. And Lorraine?
Yes, so my name is Lorraine. I come from France, near Paris, and I'm a volunteer here. I just do that. I mean, it's a lot of work. And in France, I am a student. I'm studying law to be a judge.
Okay, are you at the university in France?
Yes.
Okay. Well, let me ask you a little bit. So are you part of Little Brothers over there in Europe? Do you help out over there?
No, not yet.
Okay. Let me start then with Lauren. Why did you want to come here to work with Little Brothers then?
So my wishes wasn't to come in Hancock at the beginning, but it was to do something good for the community, and I was interested by helping elderly. That's why I'm here, to do something good.
How'd you find out about Little Brothers?
So the organization starts in France, and we have a huge community of Little Brothers in France, and I apply for the volunteering in France, and I have been sent here.
You said Hancock wasn't your first choice. Where were you hoping to go?
I didn't have expectation. I mean, I just wanted to travel and discover a new place.
Oh, I'm glad you're here.
So are we.
What kind of work do they do, Kathy?
Actually, when Loren said, well, I'm just a volunteer, they're basically working full-time for us. So they do a lot of our outreach. They each have kind of a family of elderly friends that they're responsible for visiting. They see them each twice a month. They might take them shopping or help take them to the doctor if needed. Each of them has other responsibilities, like maybe Loren takes charge of our birthday parties. So they each have a project that is ongoing that they're in charge of. So then Yannick visits his elderly friends are in Ontonagon. So then he does coffee clutch with them and will do other smaller activities in Ontonagon with them as well. But really, they are working 40 hours a week.
Wow,
yes.
Really?
Okay. Yes.
So, Yannick, these visits that you have to do, how often do you hear, what's Germany like?
Oh, yeah, that's a pretty common question, I think, especially in the beginning. But, I mean, they had volunteers before, and they were also from Germany, especially in Ontonagon. So, but that's just a coincidence. But, so they asked that a lot, especially like, yeah, how is it in Germany, and what's the difference between Germany and America, and stuff like that.
You're probably used to those ones.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you the same questions I asked Loren was, how did you get involved with Little Brothers and what drew you here?
So it's a bit different. I mean, we also have Little Brothers in Germany, but it's not that big. We just have like three sites there, something like that, in bigger cities. And I got involved here by applying for a volunteer a year as well. But just in general, and I wanted to do something with the elderly because, I did something like that before in my summertime, and it was pretty interesting, and so I decided I want to do that for a year. And, then I applied, it's called World Horizon, the organization I applied for, and they referred me here to Hancock.
with little brothers in Europe, why come here to America?
For me, especially because I wanted to see something out of Europe, like a new culture and something like that, and I really wanted to go to America.
Was this your first time here?
Yes.
Okay. Well, what are your impressions then? I know that's probably a question you've heard, but you know, let's ask. You're here in Hancock, and you're helping out in new to the area. You're wearing a Michigan Tech Huskies.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about the adjustment here.
The community here is really, really great. I think that's a really good part, and especially what's really hard to get used to, and the first thing is like the winter here, the snow and stuff like that. But in general, it's really great here. And the most striking first thing was Walmart. It's so big and it's open 24/7. We don't have that. This is so great. I mean, you can just go shopping every time you want.
We're spoiled that way. How long have you been here?
September, so like 2 months now.
Okay. Well, you haven't seen nothing yet when it comes to the snow.
Yeah. Everybody tells me that.
Well, I have to say that both of your English is incredible.
Wow. I agree.
You know, I assume, Lauren, that you haven't been to America yet either?
No, it's my first time.
Okay.
And English is a big challenge for me because I hated English for many years and I thought my level in English was bad, and that's why it was one of my motivation to come here to improve it. And everyone told me, your English is good, so...
It's good.
Yeah, I don't believe it.
It's much better than my French, I can guarantee you that. Thanksgiving's coming up. Huge American holiday. Mm-hmm. And what is similar, or do you have something similar, Lauren, I'll start with you, over in France, that like what we do have, just sort of a national day of Thanksgiving?
We have nothing.
Nothing like
no.
that.
No. And that's why it's really exciting for me, because it's like the real culture, American culture. We don't have that in France. So I'm looking forward to spend the holidays with, like this holiday first, with the elderly and with the volunteers to see how they celebrate it.
Okay, great. Yannick, I'm going to make it a little tougher for you now, okay?
Okay.
All right. Tell me why in America we celebrate Thanksgiving.
Ooh, to thank for the harvest and stuff like that? No.
Okay, do you know, Lauren?
It was between the Indians and the people who arrived in America, and I know, I'm not sure, but I think the Indians were starving, or not starving, but they
the other
need
way
to
around.
Eat, and... Mm. The people who arrived share a meal with them, and it was a day of Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And it's a
interesting. It's actually kind of the other way around, actually.
Oh, well. I don't know. I thought that you answered that pretty well. Pretty
the settlers were the ones that were starving. And,
okay.
They're sort of like the children's book story, which was what you were alluding to, which the settlers were starving and the Indians helped them and gave them food, and then the next year they had a big harvest. That's mm-hmm. If you were asking an American child, they'd probably come up with something like that. It's actually a lot more in depth than that. The Thanksgiving has to do with it's a Thanksgiving to God, because when they the settlers came over, and it went horrible for them at first, and they had to learn how to survive, and they did that with the help of the Native Americans that were nearby. So, and it worked so well that they wanted to share their abundance with everybody, and that's where it kind of started. So, you know, again, that's probably, you know, if I was to have an American history teacher, they said, you know, that's not exactly true. You know, they give me a thing. But now what we do, of course, is this big Thanksgiving dinner. Football somewhere got involved with it, so we watch, you know, football. And it's a great time for family to get together. And so not everybody has that opportunity to get together with family. And so, especially if you're older and your family's no longer around here, and as you can see with the winter settling in, people can begin to feel isolated. And nobody wants to feel alone on one of the major holidays that in America that you're supposed to be spending with other people. So you become the more than just friends, you become their family, mm-hmm. you know, for that time.
Yeah.
And I guess you can kind of tell me, as you know, these few months that you've gotten to know those that you've visited, how close have you gotten to them, and how much do they consider you part of the family already? I'll start with Yannick.
So it really depends. Every person is different, of course, but I mean, they invite you in their homes, so it's pretty, you get to know them really well, and they tell you a lot of stories, especially about the past, and yeah, you kind of build up a friendship, as it's called. Like, they're our forever friends, so they're our friends.
Lauren?
It's the same. It's all different between the forever friend we have, and I think we are pretty close, because it's like that. Don't just tell us their story. We share story together, and we create our own relation. And at the end, we are not just friends. We are not just family, because we are not part of their family. But we are something different and unique. And yes, it's really nice.
You know, having never been to the United States before, you probably had, you know, your ideas of what an American is like, you know, and you get to, you know, sit down and you're probably believing that we're, you know, so different in so many ways, and in certain cultural ways we are. But as you're sitting and talking with these elderly friends of yours, do you find that we're not as different as you may have thought?
Yeah, I think we're quite similar in a way. Of course, everyone has a different background and a different culture, but there are a lot of ideas we share and stuff like that. But it's really interesting, because I also have some forever friends who actually came from Germany or something like that. Mm. So you get to know how they changed by coming here and stuff like that. It's really interesting.
Do you learn some things about your own country maybe you didn't know, at least through the eyes of somebody that's from the U.S., maybe somebody that had been there, or just the way that it's viewed by Americans?
Not really, but I learned that I like France. Be far from France make me realize how much I like this place. And I mean, it's my country, so obviously I like it. But you know, when you are far from something, it's most of the time when you realize you like it. Mm. So yes, I miss my country, but I'm also really happy to be here. So it's a weird feeling, but a happy one.
How long is your stay?
1 year?
Yeah, mm-hmm. 1 year.
1 whole year? So you stay until the summer or go back next fall?
I will leave at the end of August.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, yeah. So 1 full year. So you get the whole gamut of everything that we do for a
year.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
How often, Kathy, do you have volunteers Lauren and Yana coming in?
Well, actually, we've had this relationship with World Horizons in Germany for about 12 years now. And then with Little Brothers in France, it's been just 2 years. But it's been a wonderful, wonderful partnership with both countries, because they do so much for us. And our elderly friends, our forever friends, really feel honored to get to know somebody from another country. So this is something we want to continue for as long as possible.
Besides France and Germany, have you had any other guests from other countries?
No, I'm wrong. We've actually had somebody from Spain before. Okay. So we're very fortunate. And with Little Brothers' history of starting in France and being in 10 countries, it's really great to have an opportunity to kind of carry those traditions by having people come volunteer with us for a year from another country.
How does it work as far as their support and their housing and everything while they're here?
We actually have housing. We have two houses that we own that they live in, and then they basically volunteer for us, and they get a little stipend. They're not here for the money. They're here really for the experience, and I think the opportunities that you can get from going to another country. But it's just, it's great for us. So they really do a lot of the responsibilities that all of our other staff do.
it's not uncommon for a student to do a, you know, like an exchange program or to go study abroad or something like that. But, you know, talk about a full year.
Yes.
You know, they're coming over to help you, but you also have to be there for them because they're apart from their family for a very long time.
Yes. And I hope that we do that well. We have key volunteers who really love this program and are just great with all of them. And so I'm hoping that we provide a good opportunity for them. But I think it's for them to come and work for us for a year, it's a kind of a tradition that's been within the organization for many years. It's actually how I got involved with Little Brothers back in 1982. So it's definitely a program that has great traditions within the organization. It's just so beneficial to everybody.
Well, I can't think of many things more fascinating than sharing a holiday like Thanksgiving, or as we get into Christmas, you know, with Thanksgiving particularly, in that it's a holiday that you know neither of you celebrate over in Europe, so it's, you know, all the traditions are new. Maybe there's similar things, but then even when we get into something like Christmas and to see how different it is, you know, whether it's Santa Claus or, you know, the date, because I understand that not everybody even celebrates Christmas on the same day.
Right.
You know, and so those kinds of things would be fascinating to just be, you know, talking with you. And I'm sure you get those questions as well, you know, from your elderly friends. So, and for little brothers to be able to share this with them, it's just neat.
I think it's great. I love it.
So Thanksgiving is coming up. It's this program airs on Sunday, so coming up on Thursday is the big dinner. As early as Thanksgiving can possibly be in November. And I made the comment, it seemed like Halloween was just like a week ago.
It
is, you know, Thanksgiving already. So, you know, talk about the activity going on right now at your office in Hancock getting ready for the big dinners.
It's very, very busy. So we're setting up for all the sites. We actually have 11 sites on Thanksgiving. 9 of them are sit-down dinner sites. 2 are hot meal delivery sites. These are through 5 counties. But we set up in our office. We're getting donations. We have probably between businesses and individuals that give us food and in-kind support. We have probably 250 to 300 businesses and individuals we count on. All that food, we either pick it up or they drop it off. We count it and sort it for each site, and every site is a different size. So each site is unique in how many people they serve and just kind of the whole dynamics of the site. So there's a lot of coordinating going on. And then, of course, at every elderly guest or elderly friend receiving a hot meal also receives a fresh flower. So we have flowers that we provide. And we have live entertainment at all at the 9 sit-down dinner sites. So there is a lot going on.
How many turkeys do you have to have ready?
We will need about 70 turkeys.
70. And who's got a kitchen big enough to cook all those?
Michigan Tech. And this is a really wonderful process because the turkeys come into us frozen. We store them until our freezers are full. We take them over to Watts Hall, who put them in their freezers. Monday morning, we have a crew of volunteers who will go in. The turkeys have been thawing over the weekend. They clean them and prep them all. Michigan Tech bakes them for us. Then we'll have volunteers go back and help make sure they cool down properly. Then Michigan Tech will deliver them back to us on Wednesday morning early, and then we sort them and we deliver them to all the sites, where then they are sliced up on Thanksgiving Day and heated up and served with all the other traditional items on the menu.
I've been fortunate enough to be a part of a couple of different ways to volunteer with Little Brothers. Well, the first time when I was there at a dinner was actually doing my job, but I was there with the folks that were having dinner and got a chance to talk with so many different people, and it was really quite a sight to see. It was at the church over here in Houghton, and then I volunteered to be a driver while my daughter and my wife did the delivery.
Delivered the meals. Yeah.
And we had actually set aside the entire Thanksgiving Day, said, okay, well, this is what we're going to do. We're going to do our Thanksgiving Day the next day. That was the plan. And we found out we were actually we didn't have to do that. Mm-hmm. It doesn't take your entire day to volunteer. You still, if you're thinking, well, I don't want to lose my Thanksgiving day, you need volunteers. That's how it makes it work. And you can volunteer and still have time for your family. And I think it only made it better.
Absolutely. And I think that is a key to the success. I mean, we need over 400 volunteers on Thanksgiving Day. And there are some volunteers who will be there all day. But basically, we divide the day up into shifts. And really, the great thing is that volunteers can give what time they have, but they don't have to sacrifice their own personal plans if they have them.
Yeah, it took us a couple of hours.
Yes,
you know, and we've delivered meals locally. And I said we had thought, well, Bob will be doing this all day, and it actually, that many hands make light work. There were a lot of people that showed up to volunteer, and it was really special.
Yes,
really neat to do.
It's, I think, great to be a part of that.
You mentioned entertainment. Now, so these are more volunteers that are,
yes,
are providing their talents. And I think I've seen the Kvyat dancers. And
yes,
you have others, whether they're music and stuff, just using their talents to entertain,
right,
people.
So it varies depending on the site and if the site has a piano. So it can be artists who play guitar and sing, or just come in and play background music. It just depends on the site and what the volunteers, what gifts they would like to share.
Hmm. It's always a great time. I'd love to hear your impressions of it, Yannick and Loren. You know, after this is all done, do you know what work you'll be doing on Thursday? Or actually, you're kind of leading up to it because you'll be busy, but then on the holiday.
So we got tasks we got assigned to. And on the holiday, that's not...
Yes, you know. that'll all be decided probably on Tuesday.
Okay.
So then the really great thing is they're so flexible, but they just know that they're going to be put where we need them most. But in Yannick's case, who goes to Antanagan, he will most likely go there and spend the holiday with his forever friends there. And Loren visits locally, so it looks like be at the church in Houghton, actually.
Okay, great. Well, do you have a list of all the locations where people can catch a dinner?
I do,
okay.
Yes. So the sit-down dinners are at Church of the Resurrection in Hancock, Sacred Heart Church in Calumet, St. Ignatius in Houghton, the Dolly Senior Center in Tapiola, Grace Lutheran Church in South Range, the Horizon School in Mohawk, Holy Family Catholic Church in Antanagan, St. Anne's in Berrega, and St. Christopher's Catholic Church in Marquette. And then the two sites that are only hot meal delivery sites are Grace United Methodist Church, which has been doing this for years for us, and they organize their parishioners to do this, which is so great. And then one change we have is that on the north end, the hot meal delivery site will be out of St. Paul the Apostle Church.
Okay, is that in Calumet or Lorien?
That's in Calumet.
Okay.
So there are sites all over. We need volunteers still at all sites and times. If people are interested, they can just call our office at 482-6944. And check with us, too, and to see what our food needs are, because we, at this point, still need a lot of different food items and especially desserts.
Oh, okay. Well, get baking those pies.
That's right.
And we have the list of sites on kiwanoreport.com, as well as the contact information, too, if you need to be able to look that up. And if you want to make a reservation at one of the dinners, or if you can't make it to one and you'd like to have one delivered, you can call, I assume,
absolutely,
the same number, right? 482-6944?
Yes. Okay. And if I could just add, our Thanksgiving, the sit-down dinner sites are all being served at 2 o'clock.
Okay, 2 o'clock. All right. Well, definitely looking forward to it. Sounds so good.
It's going to be a great day.
It is, you know, and the fact that you're able to pull this together year after year, do you know how many years you've been doing this? I think you had your 30th anniversary not too long ago.
Yes, since 1982 here. So we're actually in our 36th year, ending our 36th year.
Do you don't have the names, but do you know who's like been your longest people that have been coming out that have been there for a long time?
We do actually have a core of volunteers who have been with us since the very beginning, and that's remarkable. I mean, that's, I think, says so much about Little Brothers. And these are volunteers whose children now are the next generation, mm-hmm, who are very involved as well. So
Of course, with Thanksgiving only being a few days away, you know, you think, well, okay, maybe have everything you need, except maybe a pie or something, but Christmas is right around the corner.
Yes.
So don't think it's like, well, you know, maybe I can't get to donating anything in the next couple of days, but, you know, you're turning right around and starting to refill those pantries again because Absolutely. You're doing this again in, you know, 6 weeks.
Yes. Yes. And so that creeps up very quickly. So if you can't help on Thanksgiving, there's another opportunity. And we have our Christmas food boxes and Christmas gifts that we distribute in December as well. So we have a lot of needs for volunteers and a lot of great opportunities.
And in addition to the holiday dinners, of course, all of the other services that you provide with the yes. medical transportation and providing the wood and just the friendly visits and things. So there's no end to opportunities for volunteering, no end of for work for the two of you. So we'll keep you definitely busy. We have to go now, but I just want to say again, thank you for, you know, choosing this area to do your volunteer service. I appreciate, you know, what you're doing here. And I hope that, you know, we're expressing that, you know, in a well enough way so that yes. you go home feeling the warmth and love we have for you as well.
Yes. And thank you to welcoming us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Copper Country Today, we'll be right back.